Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, "Hey, Marky"? It might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Monday edition. There's no better way to celebrate Bob Uecker than hoisting a delicious, crisp, cold, Blue Mountain Coors Light, just as Jesse edition. The initial 53-man roster, not the final cuts, because there'll be more cuts, I'm sure, is coming tomorrow edition. And the power rank the greatest Bobs. Can't wait to hear Tausch's list edition. I'm Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course, everything you'd ask for, everything you could possibly need, on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find in both the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson, despite some recurring automotive issues, is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And so is the Packers Hall of Famer, the straw that stirs our infusion beverage. It is the Packers Hall of Famer. It's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are things in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, and how are you?
There is, and then Jesse didn't turn my mic on. So.
A lot going on back here.
I'm going to tell you this. It's fun. There's a big crew in here already. Everybody's excited. I got Badger football coming up in 3 days. Packer preseason's done. Big celebration of Uke yesterday. And I'm going to tell you this. Jesse, how long have we been working together now? I've never... And I mean never. Jesse is a confident young fellow. Some would argue false confident, but he is a confident fellow. In these 7 years we've worked together, I've never seen him this rattled. And it started with a harmless tweet yesterday that he's taken a little shrapnel, and now his car breaks down. He walks in. He is just like... Yeah, with the little leagues, with our baseball squad, a pitcher's getting, somebody's rattled, and you start shaking the little. Jesse is as rattled as I've ever seen him in the time I've known him. So that's where I'm at.
Wait, you chant somebody's rattled at the opposing pitcher?
Not very sportsmanlike.
Yes, we do. Yeah, I don't. God, I'm not a big fan of
it. Your team's the
worst. Yeah, we do.
It's mean.
We're, wow. We are a little bit. There's some stuff that happens in there that I'm not a big fan of, but I'm the assistant coach, and you know, but somebody was rattled. Jesse's that rattled.
So we're chanting that at Jesse this morning.
Yes, actually we are.
I've someone's rattled.
Chop, 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 chop. And Jesse is as rattled as we've ever seen him. And I don't know if he didn't have the thing on. He didn't turn my mic on to start. I don't have a show sheet, which isn't anything unusual. That's normal.
You don't look at it anyway.
That's fair. Hey, guilty as charged. But old boy is rattled on rattled. And then I wait for Jesse. We walk up. We're in the elevator, and somebody pulled a good one on me this morning. One of our friends from American Family Insurance. They weren't sure if they were, you know, going to click in to get up to the floor that they needed to go to, and I made like a fun like comment, small talk, and the lady responded with why I got fired. And I said to Jesse, I was like, oh, and then she said she was joking. Said, that's why small talk is a risky business. Yeah, it was actually pretty funny. So that's where we're at, Jason. You asked and I answered.
Wow. First of all, I appreciate the answer. How do we feel about delivering that as your joke to some stranger in the elevator?
I liked it.
So would you
it
have
was
been
memorable.
Had it been true,
Then you feel a little bit worse.
Would you have been prepared to serve as
counsel
and support?
I was getting off on the floor. We were getting off on going, and I said, "Well, thank you for helping us with my show prep this morning." And she laughed, and we moved on with our life.
He said, "Well, when God closes a door, He opens a window. Good luck." That's great. I'm glad that she's not fired. Jesse, are you settled in, or are we going to keep chanting?
Look at what's happening. I don't know what is happening with this thing.
Yeah, Jesse's rattled.
Why are we the babies on here?
What do you have? Do you have like maracas in the?
He does, but he didn't know how to use them. And I also said, you know, normally I don't send Jesse a ton of stuff now because we've kind of gotten our flow. I thought the line of the day yesterday was Bob is Bob. And I think George Brett said it. Bob is Bob. That is going to be my new blank blank. Whenever we have a blank blank, it's going to be, oh, Bob is Bob. So we're going to get that. Jesse, I wasn't even giving you grief. I don't expect you to have it right now, but at some point during the show. But can you explain to us what happened to you yesterday? Because my guess, you went down to Hard Rock. You worked on Saturday. You're a grinder. You competed. And you moved, old girl, all weekend. So yesterday, you want to go have a cold beer, watch your favorite squad that you've loved for years, and instead you're rattled on top of rattled. Explain what happened.
If I may, before he starts, I did not know about this initially until Bill Huber. I get my alerts from Hubes, Domofsky, Schneidman, and Wes, if they tweet something, because it might be newsworthy. And all it said from Bill Huber was, with a Coors question mark. And I was like, well, what is this all about? And then I learned.
So, good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, everyone.
Someone's rattled!
There have been several times where I'm at our ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day tailgate on Regent Street or outside the vicinity or inside of Lambeau Field enjoying a pregame or in-game Coors Light. And I have my Wildian Tausch koozie that I take for most of these special events. In the Deer District, I've done a picture with this before. So when there's a significant moment going on that I'm fortunate to be part of and enjoying a Coors Light or two and getting ready for, I like to share that picture on social media with all of our fans. From Wildian Tausch Twitter
feed.
Sure,
love it. It's one of my favorite things you do. It's fun.
It's fun. Yeah, you're having a Coors Light, enjoying a day at
if you're
one
at
of the
Red
big
Rock
sporting
or
events
if you're,
anywhere.
You're moving your friends. And yes.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Learn from the best. So yesterday, up north, Joe and I got a couple of tickets to go to the Bob Uecker tribute game yesterday. We wanted to be there. Credit to Joe. He's the one who really pushed me on saying he wants to be at that game. He wanted to go to a game with me. He said, this is the one
we
should go to.
Kelly Call, great seats. Him and his team did a great job with the production of that. I was texting with him yesterday. He also said Murder, She Wrote was not on last night afterwards.
Good to know.
Because he's no longer at CBS. But great job on the production of the video from our friend Kelly. All right, go ahead.
They did an amazing job.
Did he go with Angela Lansbury?
I didn't ask. I didn't see her sitting next to him, but I saw his mug everywhere. He had prime seats.
He was there. We were up in the 400s in an obstructed view seat, but we were looking through the railings to see home plate. And,
not obstructed enough.
Yeah. So I share, as Joe and I, you know, Joe went and bought a baseball glove before we went there yesterday so we could have a little catch in the parking lot, which was awesome. We played bags. We were having some fun before
day.
The game.
Yep.
They got there bright and early. They said, get there early, have fun.
Yep.
So we got there nice and early, and I cracked open a Coors Light first thing. And I said, you know what? Beautiful day. Couldn't have asked for a nicer day of tailgating. A beautiful, beautiful day yesterday. And so I said, this is a perfect opportunity. I got my Wilde and Tausch koozie. I got a Coors Light. And all I intended by posting the tweet that I did was that I was there as a member of our show at the Bob Uecker tribute game honoring Bob Uecker. Like, we're tailgating, and then we're going to head in, and we're going to enjoy the ceremony and probably shed a tear or two and, you know, have some laughs and some good memories and then watch a fun baseball game. So I share that. And I don't really look at it until we're in, you know, we go in the game and the whole thing is happening and it gets to be fourth, fifth inning and the game's slowing down a little bit. Brewers are in control. Seems like everything's going well. So I pull out my phone and oh my God, the amount of, oh, with a Coors Light, you're honoring Bob. That's not, oh, have you ever been to a Brewers game before? Do you know anything about Bob Uecker? Oh, my goodness. I was offended by the amount of response for me just trying to say I'm here celebrating the life of Bob Uecker.
My favorite one was the guy who said, tell us you've only been a Brewers fan for 3 years.
Yeah, that's the one that got me.
That stung you.
That's the one that, I took.
Did you even enjoy the game after you looked at that?
No,
I could tell.
And then they lost. And then we got stuck in the parking lot for an hour and a half trying to get
parking,
out of there.
Lambo is really tough to get out. That's brutal. The general parking part at AmFam is a tough out, too.
A lot to dissect from yesterday's game. The turning point for me was when I pulled out my phone in the fifth or sixth, whatever inning it was, and I started looking at all the tweets. That's where everything really turned. Yesterday.
So you did not know about that. And by the way, I was proud of you. You didn't respond to all of them. You did respond to a few.
Got distracted. I wanted to.
Including that one fella.
You guys know me. You know
Usher, like, George. People, you're catching a home run on TV.
I ain't going to lie to you. When you had to go to your resume and your dad.
My resume was attacked.
That's when I knew
resume.
You were rattled on top of rattled.
Me too.
When you start throwing your resume out, that's when you know, as a fan, you've lost.
My resume came into question. Oh, tell me you started watching the Brewers 3 years ago.
That one hurt you. That hurt you.
I knew the minute I read it.
It was fun.
That was a tough day. And by the way, like, I love Coors Lights. I brought a bunch of Coors Lights to pregame the game with. We got into the game. All we had in the stadium in celebration of Bob Uecker were Miller Lights throughout the entirety of the game, which I then shared on our social media
feed. I saw you with
feeds.
One Coors Light in there, too. And I think you had it pre-tweet looking, and then you immediately chameleoned and made a change.
If it was up to me, I would have had Joe drive home, and I would have had about 8 more Coors Lights when we were waiting in the parking lot to get out of there, and I could have figured it out today. My car broke down anyway, so what do I care?
So, Jesse, I do have a few questions, as I often do. First of all, just to be, and look, we are very loyal. Coors Light is an incredible partner. Tausch is not one of those endorsers, much like Bob Uecker wouldn't do this. He doesn't endorse things he doesn't believe.
Yeah, matter of fact, on Saturday night, I don't even know how many Coors Lights we had. It was an inordinate amount of Coors Light.
As you usually and say, I was though, saying it drink for responsibly. You.
I celebrated responsibly, and it was for Bob. We did that one for Bob.
So to be clear, you were on brand, supporting a great partner. Again, not everything.
And when I was at Amfair Field, we went to the game Friday night, and they won. We had Coors Lights there too, but
yes.
I didn't give a tribute to Bob for it.
And they are also sister beers now, right? I mean,
yeah, it's a family. It's the family.
Once upon a time,
Molson Coors, yes,
right. So the level of egregiousness was not like ridiculously high, Jesse. But
Jesse was trying. Well, the funniest part is Jesse was trying to promote our partner on our show,
yes,
which is awesome, but he got caught up in some serious shrapnel that he let pierce him in a big way.
But in fairness now, I mean, if you had celebrated him with a, I don't know, Johnsonville bratwurst, knowing he was a Usinger's guy, that, you know, again, I understand some of the backlash. I thought it was a little harsh.
No, I totally understand the backlash.
Yeah.
But I
thought it was a little harsh.
It was very harsh.
I would have preferred to see it a little more tongue-in-cheek and given, hey, wink, wink, giving him a hard time. Hey, come on, what are you, new to the Brewers? But I do have to ask.
No, he's not new to the Brewers because his dad was an usher for 25 years.
I don't know if you guys
years.
Know this. My dad was an usher there, and I went to many games growing up in the 2000s when the team stunk.
My question to you is, so at no point at all did you think, I must be in the front row, and all of the times that Bob promoted, much like with the same enthusiasm and authenticity as our guy promotes Coors Light, at no point did you think, maybe this is not quite what I'm looking for here.
Well, about the fifth inning when I opened up Twitter and I saw all the responses.
So now when you did it, though.
No, I didn't. I just thought, wow, we're having a fun time. We're pre-gaming the game. We're going in. We're celebrating Bob today. Never thought about, like, I'm just
not, you were naive.
I was thinking, Wildy and Tausch Coors Light.
Which is awesome. You got the koozie, the Wildy and Tausch koozie on it. Yeah, I thought.
Never did I ever think that this would receive the vitriol that it would for
Bob is Bob.
How do you celebrate Euchre? What are you doing?
As George Brett put it, Bob is Bob.
So
it can't be any more profound than that.
And then we get to, so we met at a park and ride. And then as Joe's leaving, like he's getting out of, we're saying goodbye. He goes, by the way, you probably shouldn't have done that with the Coors Light on Twitter. I said, you 8 hours later, you're going to say, maybe that wasn't your best idea. Like, yeah.
So you
here,
credited
Joe.
Him with helping you rectify the situation. Are you now, and as only Jesse can, are you passing some measure of blame to your friend up north, Joe, for the predicament that you put yourself in with your tweet? Is that what just occurred?
No, look, okay, so it's a Monday.
Yes.
And during the season, we're going to take we're going to take a lot of phone calls on Mondays after Packers games. And everyone who calls in on Monday say, yeah, they shouldn't have gone for it on 4th and 2 and that cost them the game against the Broncos. If you're going to say that, you also need to say it when it's happening. You can't just hang on to it and not say it and then 8 hours later say, maybe that was a bad idea. Like, if you want to call, if Joe would have said immediately, that's probably not a good idea, then I would have had a little more understanding of his point. But to just say 8 hours, you know what? They're all right on Twitter. Terrible.
Sunday evening quarterbacking.
Unreal.
Yeah. All right. I do want to take calls on your biggest positive and your biggest negative of the Packers preseason, but I kind of want to take calls on our fans' thoughts on this story. And whether they're supportive of Jesse and it was just an innocent, naive mistake.
I am supportive of Jesse on this.
Thank you, Tausch.
I am very supportive of him. He is out in the community. He is trying to help promote people that are partners of our show. I am totally on board with it. Would I have done it? No. But I understand where Jesse's coming from. He was not thinking about what Bob Euchre drank. He was thinking about, I want to promote Wildy and Tausch on a day for Bob because he has been a Brewers fan for a long time. I heard over 25 years is what I heard.
Because my dad was an usher there. Yeah.
844-7... Did you talk to Usher George yesterday, by the way?
I have
Did you
not,
tell
I
him this story? Is he aware of what
no.
occurred?
No, he is not. This is the first he's hearing of it.
Mm.
That other thing is going on since then.
You think he's a little embarrassed right now for his
Probably.
Son?
Probably. Most days he is.
Okay. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Was Jesse simply naive? Or was he a dummy
that he
didn't even think of this?
I'm voting naive.
I'm voting naive, too. Yeah, I am Team Jesse on this.
Jesse's a smart guy. We give Jesse a lot of grief. He's smart.
Again, we agree, yes. Okay. And his heart was not in the wrong place.
Agreed.
I just, he did lack awareness.
Yes.
And I would have liked to have seen
the
responses to him be a little more... You know, kind of nudgy, get after him a little bit, but in like a fun way. You know, maybe use some AI and have Jesse in a euchre plaid sport coat with his Coors Light. I would have, creativity would have been better, but instead there was some vitriol and you got some shrapnel.
I can tell you this, I will not be looking at the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube comments during this show.
Tough,
I can tell you that much.
Don't worry, I'll look. I'll let you know. 844-770-3776. We would also like your biggest positive and your biggest negative from the Packers preseason as they get ready for the opener against the Detroit Lions. I left Saturday evening encouraged. I'll explain that a little bit later in the program. Before that, no one would ever come to Tausch and say, hey, I celebrated you the other day by going by to one of those fly-by-night hack window operations. No, I said he's a Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin guy.
There is no doubt about that, and for long-lasting comfort and reliability, trust Pella. Each piece specifically constructed for your home, always designed with innovation, and rigorously tested for quality and performance and built to create long-term energy savings. There's no reason to wait. I think August has been great. It hasn't been
too fast.
I actually think it's just been about right. And by the way, weather, this is your gold standard Chamber of Commerce Wisconsin weather. Order by August 31st, get 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's up to 5 years of no interest payments. Don't miss out on this deal. You have again until the 31st. Visit PellaWI.com today. Terms and conditions do apply.
By the way, on this Packers-centric show, the Packers made a trade last night. If you've been listening to our program, we have suggested fairly forcefully that they were insufficient in terms of their depth on the offensive line.
I don't think this is good news for Jordan Morgan being a left tackle either.
I'm also not sure. Maybe. I'm also not sure that they added the second coming of Joe Thomas here either. We'll explain. He's got a very, very, very interesting resume.
A lot of championships.
He's got as many championships.
He's got the one person
NFL regular season appearances. And
I'll tell you another thing. He's got a relation to someone I really wanted to see at Hard Rock.
I know. You were the first person I thought of when I read that. More Wilde and Tausch. We'll explain. And we're not on 9 to 5. We're on 9 to noon. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I am pleased to report that most of the YouTube comments, despite your frequent disparagement of them.
Yeah, very rude to the YouTubers, Jesse's been.
Have been largely supportive.
Mm.
So I think you should take that as a W.
You want to see the people when you're at your low points. You want to see the people that stick with you. And it seems like the YouTube community is sticking with you, Jesse.
Yeah.
That is an upset.
Feel very good.
That is
maybe
an upset.
One or two folks getting after you, but you're doing okay. All right. We've had some fun at Jesse's expense. I do want to get to the Packers who wrapped up preseason play and made a trade, which, look, I'm not here to say that acquiring Darian Kennard means the Packers are going to the Super Bowl and winning it. But the last 3 years, Darian Kennard has been on the champion Super Bowl team. And he's also related to one of Tausch's favorite artists, who he continues to wait anxiously to play the Hard Rock Casino Rockford, the legendary Dolly Parton.
So if you don't do some type of an article and reach out to Dolly Parton and get a quote from her, I will be very disappointed, because Lord knows you spent a lot of time on the Gaelic kicker. So this would be ideal.
So the Packers, according to Adam Schefter, I'm getting very emotional.
Choked up.
Yeah. According to Adam Schefter, the Packers giving up a 2027 sixth round pick. Now, I don't know if there's conditions on that or not. That's not next year's draft. That's the draft after next year's draft, which you don't see very often. Secondly, I am very curious, because he has not really done much. And I'm guessing that he probably wasn't going to make their roster anyway. But, Tausch, what does the acquisition of Darian Kennard, who has played 3 NFL games in 3 years, he played 6 special team snaps in 1 game for the Kansas City Chiefs, and then he played in 2 games last year, including 1 start, which was the regular season finale when the Eagles
I'm assuming you broke down.
They didn't play Arizona,
like
so Hobbsy. I didn't watch. He's very physical,
okay,
though,
good.
From what I can tell. Yeah,
he was at Van Stout University, so that's something.
So I am curious. What does this tell you? We're not going to pretend we know Darian Kennard's game.
I do not.
But what does this tell you that they made this trade?
Honestly, when I first heard this news, what we've been saying is the depth across this offensive line is not where the Gutenator wants it to be, because it's real easy. You keep guys and okay. But what this tells me is Jordan Morgan's going to be playing guard. That's what this tells me.
Why does it tell you that?
Because this guy's going to make the team. You don't go make this trade if you're not going to keep him on your roster.
Correct.
I think the way things have kind of shaken out, and it also makes me question where Aaron Banks is at with his back. Do they feel great that he's going to be healthy enough to go? I really felt like the way Jordan Morgan finished the preseason, he really has positioned himself well. But correct me if I'm wrong. Saturday, the starting line was Rashid Walker, right?
Rashid Walker, left to right, the starting offensive line was Rashid Walker.
Yep.
Jordan Morgan at left guard.
Yep.
Now, again, we have not gotten any updates on Aaron Banks. When we talked to Matt LaFleur, I was hoping we would talk to him yesterday. I was outvoted. I did want to ask about Aaron Banks, because he's your $88 million, or whatever he was, $70-whatever million off-season pickup. And he's dealing with back issues. And as we have talked about repeatedly on this show, back issues are problematic. So maybe it's nothing, and maybe he wouldn't have played anyway, but they were playing everyone that was healthy from a starting perspective except Kenny Clark and Devontae Wyatt. So their offensive line, left to right for that game: Rashid Walker at left tackle, Jordan Morgan at left guard, Sean Ryan at center.
Yeah.
Donovan Jennings at right guard, which I think tells you again where their depth was going into that game, because Elton didn't play either, and then Zach Tom at right tackle.
We worried about Elton being able to play?
Again,
we're obviously going to be concerned about Banks. He's missed enough time to say, okay, I'm concerned. But
I would say this. I don't know. I thought maybe he had gotten kicked out of practice too because he was mixing it up.
Well, Zach Thomas
on Thursday
throwing haymakers.
I know. And so, but remember, Elton was practicing on Thursday.
Okay.
Banks was not.
Correct.
And then he certainly was feeling good enough to get into it with the Seahawks after the practice had ended. So I don't know if he had his back flare up or if it's just more of a preventative thing. But the Aaron Banks piece, he's now missed several practices again and the game.
Yep, and we don't know. And what this move tells me is obviously you felt pretty good. If Jordan Morgan was going to be your left tackle, you felt good that Sheed was going to be the swing guy. I don't think that's going to be the case. Sheed is healthy, started him at left tackle. And I think the versatility of Jordan Morgan is going to end up being the reason why he is not playing left tackle. And with this move of picking up a swing tackle that has won championships, and yes, he's not played a ton, but you obviously feel good enough. You know Goody doesn't like giving up picks.
No.
When he does, it has been for people that, you know, he threw, what did he throw to get Willis last year?
Seventh.
He went more so to get this young man. Sixth. Now, granted, it's 2 years down the road. But this tells me that Jordan Morgan's going to be, for this season, he's going to be one of your guards.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this tells me.
That was not where my first thought went. My first thought was
Dolly Parton.
Yes. And then, boy, they really are.
How hard do you think it is to get Dolly to do an interview with you about her?
I don't know. Again, if you read
private,
the story at channel3000.com, his aunt is cousins. And I know we had once had a very lengthy discussion about cousin tiers. First cousin, second cousin,
yeah, the second
first cousin
removed,
once removed,
yeah.
All that sort of stuff. But his aunt and Dolly are cousins, and they grew up on the same street in Tennessee. So at least that's what it says in the media guide of the Philadelphia Eagles, who now can tear that page out of their media guide. The Eagles making three trades yesterday to get a variety of moves done for them. The Packers have made one so far. Remember, the final roster reduction from camp is tomorrow at 3 p.m. So they still have another day and a half to continue maneuvering.
Is your boy Simmons done? Is he going to be, you gonna bring out Dunzo?
Yeah, it comes down to reliability and consistency, which you got from Christian Welch, who you cut last year, despite reliability and consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Or potential and cross your fingers and hope and say, oh, this guy is such a sick athlete. He was a former number 8 overall pick as opposed to Welch, who was an undrafted free agent, I believe.
What's the old saying?
Potential will get you fired.
What else, though? What's the other saying?
Fool me twice, the game room's closed.
First round picks have to keep proving they don't belong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Late round picks have to keep proving that they do belong.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think Welch proves that he does belong. And I think Isaiah Simmons, for whatever, however you want to spin it, yes, you have all the skills, and everybody loves flying around in June. How do you do when the pads come on and your instincts and everything else? And I think the answer to that question is pretty easy. Now, whether or not that's what they're going to end up doing,
yeah,
I would be very surprised if they don't go down that road.
Yeah, I don't think he earned a roster spot. I think Christian Welch did. Of course, last year, Brian Gutekunst said explicitly after cutting him, he earned a roster spot. He deserved to be on this team.
Mm.
So just because you earn one doesn't mean you will get one. But if he does, we will raise not a Coors Light in this instance, but rather a Tito's transfusion.
Jesse should have went with Tito's yesterday. How smooth. Nobody would have known, right? That's the beauty about Tito's. You mix it with everything. And you know I love three things. Football, Jesse getting rattled about what he was doing, and, of course, a cocktail in my hand. And when it is a cocktail in my hand, it is Tito's vodka in my cup. Whether it's that transfusion or the Gatorade mixer to keep hydrated or a spicy Bloody Mary, whatever it is, you know it's always going to be Tito's in my glass. And you know why else I love Tito's besides its great taste? Well, they give back in a big way, partnering with nonprofits and doing real good in the communities across the country, especially for our four-legged friends. So next time you're raising a glass, make it with Tito's handmade vodka, distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation in Austin, Texas. Savored to be savored responsibly and crafted as well. What are you looking at?
I have nothing to say.
You're gonna start now. You're a little less critical all of a sudden, huh? You take a little shrapnel, all of a sudden the old critic in the box isn't so critical anymore, huh?
I thought you nailed it. You saved well at the end, and
I crafted to be savored responsibly. I missed the crafted. I got it in later. But old Johnny Critique over here. Yeah, how's it? How's the view from the cheap seats, Billy?
AJ. Oh man, that's great. I just think that the Texas accent may have thrown you off the last second. That's all. Otherwise, I thought you were
rolling.
I
appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right, we want your biggest positive and your biggest negative from the preseason. We are going to open up the phone lines. We are not here to critique Jesse any further. I think we've covered that ground.
I wonder. You think people are over? I mean, I'm over the preseason. Like, I'm done. Like, do you think people are done with it? Like,
I am the last person. We can ask people that too, but like, I think there are things that come out of it that either make you feel better or make you feel worse, well, and that's kind of what we're
like
asking.
Sounds
here.
Like you were skipping out of Lambeau on Saturday night, thinking, "Oh boy, this is a good squad."
I was encouraged. I'll explain why coming up. But again, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. I do want
because Jesse, for as much grief as we've given him. What did we think of the showcase before the game yesterday?
We will. I promise we will get to that.
Okay.
I will say this. I think I'm the wrong guy to ask if people are disinterested or over the preseason because, as I have stated many times, I thoroughly enjoy it. Like, Kamal Haddon fighting for a roster spot is the kind of stuff that I like. Now, I don't know how many people read the Kamal Haddon story at channel3000.com.
Is he related to Dolly Parton? Or is that
he is not, no. But he made a good push. I don't think he's going to make the roster. He's on the bubble. In fact, I highlighted four players.
Shawnee Clifford? He gone?
I don't know. I don't want to decide anything here. I don't like his chances.
Okay, so you think he's gone?
I'm discouraged on his chances.
Okay, all right.
Because I think they're smitten with the big armed Canadian.
The big armed Canadian.
844-770-3776. We will get to your calls. Your biggest positive, your biggest negative. What you feel good about and what you don't feel good about coming out of the preseason heading in to the September 7th opener. Against the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field. We'll get to your calls and texts on the Carbless Talk and Text line next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Something special's brewing in Milwaukee.
Fly ball to deep right. It is back. Out of here!
Madison's home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball. 100.5 ESPN.
You can't make it up!
Bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job
from 9 to 5.
I love Dolly.
9 to 5. Islands in the Stream coming up a little bit later.
How old's Dolly?
I'm gonna guess 81.
Gosh, can we all be so fortunate to be able to live the life that Dolly has pulled off here, ain't it?
79.
Boy, you aged her. Not very nice. Always undersell. I thought she might have been mid-80s. 79 years young, huh?
Her husband passed away earlier this year, so RIP to him.
RIP.
But yes, big fan of her work, and I will start working on... I mean, I'll try to double dip. Try to get her on the show.
If you could get Dolly,
I'm not making any promises.
Trust me, I'm not.
I don't even know where to start.
I'm not even.
How do you get? Ask Ashton Rotman. How do you get Dolly Parton on our show?
I think she'd have to be doing a show and wanting to promote something.
So can we get our Hard Rock Casino Rockford folks to invite her to do a show, and then we're in?
Yeah, I think that's a good avenue. So, Jesse, you're Mr. Hard Rock Casino Rockford. You're down there on Saturday.
Just there Saturday.
Did a great show.
Show, yeah.
Her show's right after Chris Rock's.
College, yeah. I think we could start by stopping promoting shows at the Hard Rock that aren't happening.
Yeah, it's
at
probably
the Hard
fair.
Rock.
That's fair,
good spot
but
to start.
Don't you ever hear the term manifesting things?
Yeah, I have manifest heard that term. Yeah,
you gotta manifest it.
All right, I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put this out on our social media channels.
Did you sit down with Jordan Morgan too? Or I saw Spoon, who you know again I love. I'm not gonna power rank the beat guys. You're right there, Jason, right behind Dorsey Levens and Spoon. Jordan Morgan wants to be left tackle.
He's been adamant. Yes, he said that multiple times.
What happened
since he got here?
Hey, so what happens?
I'm Team Tausch on this. Even if you're Team Spoon, doesn't matter what he wants. Unfortunately, and look, we've seen this.
It's a whole different animal. That's a first round wideout. You ain't gonna say, well, doesn't matter what you want.
No, I think there's been first rounders that have. I mean, look, Kenny Clark is what, a 3-time Pro Bowler?
He's a good player.
He barely played as a rookie, right? He wasn't ready.
Well, Jordan Morgan didn't play last year, but now he went out and played.
And now,
he played well at the position that they drafted him.
He did.
And he wanted
to. In preseason.
That's
in camp,
fair.
In preseason. But, again, we have had other offensive linemen come through here who were, it was a blessing and a curse that they were versatile, right? I mean, look, Zach Thomas, a rookie, started games, I believe, at 3 different positions. We know the Elgton Jenkins saga. I mean, he has now played every position on the line multiple times. So, unfortunately,
left tackles are different, though, and you know it.
Right, but they have a guy who's in the last year of his contract who has 35 starts there.
Yep.
This is also a scenario that's different. Normally, when you drafted Brian Bulaga in 2010, you had, pardon this negativism, but you had 2 old farts as your tackles. Who had been great Warriors and Packers Hall of Fame players, but the clock was ticking. You knew that. Cliffy knew that.
Yeah, and the bells were ringing.
Right?
Yeah.
And when they drafted Jordan Morgan, they didn't know for sure that Rashid Walker was a capable NFL left tackle. He'd started 15 games in 2023 after David only played in the opener. He held off Yosh Nyman, who was publicly criticized by the offensive coordinator for not rising up to the competition. But they didn't draft Jordan Morgan to play everywhere. Now, he does have the shorter arms that leads some tackles to guard. But the bottom line is, this is a different scenario than Brian walked into. It's probably more like the scenario that Derek Sherrod was in, and then he got hurt, so we never really found out what his career arc would have been.
Listen, your points are valid. I'm not going to argue, but they drafted him in the first round. He wanted to be a left tackle. He played guard. He didn't even play left tackle. He said, oh, because he was a rookie. He went out and did everything that they wanted him to do to win the left tackle spot.
Well, we know that doesn't always matter.
I agree, but I'm saying this is the scenario that you're in, and you have to be a good teammate, but that's a big ask, and we don't know how he's going to play at left guard or he's going to play at right guard. We don't know. And we surely don't know if everybody is healthy. Then do you sit Sheed and you only put Jordan Morgan in at left tackle if everybody's healthy? But then once the first domino falls, then it's Sheed and then it goes short. That might end up being the scenario that we're in. And I think Jordan Morgan will be all right with that.
So the question that I have is, when everyone is healthy, who will be the left tackle? But I don't know if that will occur in time for the opener. Because I don't know. Maybe this Aaron Banks thing. You know, look, LaFleur got up there after they got back from Indianapolis, and Banks didn't practice, LVN didn't practice, and Kenny Clark didn't practice. And then he had that line about the soft beds at the suburban hotel that they were at, okay? Well, Kenny Clark and LVN practiced like the next day. Banks didn't. Banks had a pre-existing back issue. So maybe that was a little bit of, the two guys that are practicing,
It was just the bed. It was uncomfortable because I talked to Kenny about it. Maybe there's more to it. Again, they don't love to discuss injuries, and they certainly aren't going to be very interested in saying, yeah, Aaron Banks has got his back's a legit problem, and we may have to have surgery or something. Like, they don't want that out there right now, right? They want the Lions thinking he's ready. Now, maybe he's going to be fine. That's the problem with an information vacuum. I have no idea. But the bottom line is that when they started that starting five for the preseason finale, when they were playing all their starters that were healthy enough, he wasn't healthy enough, and neither was Elton. So they juggled the line. So I would argue, and not just because Shido is a friend of the show, he's done it in 35 games that counted. Jordan Morgan is not. So while Jordan Morgan might want to be the left tackle and has a legitimate argument to say, hey, I did enough to be the left tackle, if he's not the left tackle, I don't have a problem with that, even if he does. And look, if their starting five is left to right, Rashid Walker, Aaron Banks, Elton Jenkins, Sean Ryan, and Zach Tom for the opener, fine. I guarantee you, even though I'd love for all five of them to stay healthy for all 17 games, that's not going to happen. It just does not happen at the position you played for 11 years. So sooner or later, Jordan Morgan's going to play. And we just don't know where it's going to be.
Mm. Okay. By the way, Suda, great fan of the show. Dolly is a huge advocate of reading and kids reading. So
just like you.
Yes. So literacy and reading and the advocacy stuff, that's our hook to bring Dolly in. And then obviously she's going to be a big Packer fan now that her cousin.
Do you think Dolly loved the Book It program at Pizza Hut back in the day?
Oh, I would hope so.
Surprised you didn't mention a different pizza chain right there.
Anything else you want to promote, Jesse? We tried to get Dolly in our video series that we're going to be putting out this week with when we had our deal down at Pizza Hut in Platteville. You have to wait and see if Dolly made an appearance.
Now I'm intrigued.
We'll have to let the dominoes fall as they are.
I'm going to tell you, she didn't. I don't want to mislead anybody. She didn't.
Appreciate
but
the
But maybe we could intertwine some of her music into the video.
That could be arranged.
That could be something. No?
Jolene. All right. We need to play trivia. And then we'll get to the celebration of life of Bob Uecker. But I still keep sending in, and I'm going to tweet it out now. Keep sending in. What do you feel really good about coming out of the preseason and what you're worried about as a Packers fan coming out of the preseason? We want to get to those at the top of the 10 o'clock hour, but we're going to play trivia first. Jesse,
it's the sports weekend recap.
No, it's got to be Bob's. You didn't do Bob's?
I totally thought he would, especially after your text
message. I literally said, let's do Bob's.
It's the sports weekend recap on a Monday.
Bob sledding, Bobcats.
There were a lot of ways to go. Fishing with your bobber in the water.
Oh, yeah. Different haircuts. Bobs.
Sure. Unfortunately, it's the sports weekend recap. Jesse, what caller do you want? Let's go by the number of tweets you got telling you suck.
12 for a case of Coors Light also. How about that?
There you go. 12. 12 it is. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 12 right now for Wilde and Tausch trivia. After I tell you, of course, about Associated Bank. We've got a little event we're planning. It's in a couple of months, but it's in the planning stages. We're excited about that because that's one of the many perks you get by being an Associated Bank customer. Yes, you get Brewers checking, Badgers checking, or Packers checking, whichever one you want, or just regular checking like I have. But what's not regular is their customer service. It is the best in the industry, and they've got the awards to prove it, whether it's early pay, whether it's credit monitoring, whether it's fraud protection, everything you need, and more from Associated Bank. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. Caller 12 plays trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Customizable just to you. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today.
Underrated. All these years later, this ballad, Kenny Rogers, the Gambler, and Dolly Parton. Let's get off to a good start on trivia this week. Let's play some trivia.
What do you think made Dolly such a popular? What made her so popular?
Her talent.
She is talented, no question. All right.
What are you doing over there?
What do you mean? What am I doing? What?
Oh.
What are you doing, Jesse?
I just broke our board.
Now, you're having a hell of a week.
Boy, I hope that wasn't the hotkey for George Brett saying Bob is Bob.
Now, the Bob is Bob is something else.
Bob is Bob.
Bob is Bob.
Welcome in our first contestant of the week. It is Clem in Brownsville. Clem, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. How about you guys?
Super. We are great. Great. Taush, did you ever get a show sheet, or am I just taking this?
You got it. No, Jesse never decided.
Oh, yeah, we're out of paper, too.
That's a hell of an operation we're going
on. Always somebody else's fault. All right, here we go, Clem. Question number one in not Bob Uecker trivia, but rather the sports weekend recap.
Where do you
recap?
Think technology is going with printing? You know, there's already the 3D printer. Is there going to be a point where you just think something and it'll just print out in front of you? Like, where does this go? All right, go ahead, Clem. I don't want to bore Clem, but I am fascinated. Like, what's going to happen with that?
Would you have to have like a
I don't
chip
know.
Implanted in your brain to
well,
make
I think
that work?
I don't know, but I feel like the printer, something's coming. I don't know what, but something's coming. All right, continue.
Something's coming.
Bob is Bob.
He'll come again.
Bob All is right. Bob.
Question number one, Clem. Without any further interruption, is this Kansas State and Iowa State kicked off the 2025 college football season on Saturday.
So, Jason, Wisconsin and Pitt will be in this exact game in 2 years. Okay, week zero. Continue.
Kicked off the 2025 college football season on Saturday.
It's a fun fact. I don't know if you needed to say it mid-question.
Don't you
could have waited until he was done.
Well, don't you like having that. A reference point? Like, oh,
yeah,
this game.
That's great.
I do.
All right. I know you're a reference point guy.
I am, in fairness.
RPG.
Again, hey, we all know that you worry about forgetting things. I mean, Clem probably could have answered, and then you could have dropped that
that's
factoid,
fair.
And everyone would have gotten it still.
Clem, that's on me.
Or you could have read the question. You could have said that, then Clem could have answered.
Blanking show sheet. I could have. But yeah,
oh, no,
ahead.
I love you all. Keep going. You do you.
I don't have any other
Bob
choice.
Bob is Bob.
I'm glad. Bob is Bob.
I'm glad Clem enjoys us. Open the 2024, was I now? Open the 2025 college football season on Saturday with a game played in which country? Was it Ireland?
Ireland.
Yeah. Clem, you got a little Irish accent for us? Can you give us a little something?
Is
a pirate?
I don't know. I better not. Okay. I better not.
We say the same thing about Taush.
Yeah,
we do the same thing about Taush, and he does it anyway. So all
that's
right,
how that's how Jesse met his wife. A little fake Irish accent.
No, the Boston,
accent.
Well, it's just kind of the same thing. If we're being honest.
Oh, boy.
Is it not?
Oh, my God.
To you.
Question.
Do your Boston accent. Tell me it doesn't sound Irish.
Tom Brady and the New England Patriots have not been the same since Bobby Kraft had him. And Bob is Bob, and he's going to buy that team, and they're going to be good, huh?
All right, that's not that Irish. Maybe you're right. All right, continue. That's not as Irish as I thought. All right.
Oh, question two, my laddie.
There we go. That's Boston. Oh, that's Irish.
Hawaii's kicker.
Oh, great story on this guy.
Who hit both a game-tying and game-winning field goal in the final minutes to beat Stanford on Saturday night. Grew up in Japan and learned how to play football and kick field goals by watching videos on which digital platform? This story's amazing. Was it TikTok, YouTube, or Threads?
Well, it's a guy that is pro low tech, you know, anti big tech. I'm going to say YouTube, right?
That's what I would have said.
Be like the oldest
yeah, that's what I would have said.
Good work. Yes, indeed. Two for two.
Amazingly, he piled up vending machines because there's so many vending machines, and that's where he kicked through the vending machines.
But no trash on the street.
None.
Which is also
no
nice.
Garbage cans.
So very
it's
easy
amazing.
To pick up your football after you've kicked it. Two for two, Clem. Here's a question.
About the garbage ticket guy, right? From, he was a Philadelphia Eagle.
Oh, you're talking about that
oh,
movie,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah, Vince, Vinny,
Mark Wahlberg.
Well,
yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, yes. Yeah. Vince Papale, yes. All right, question three, Clem, is this.
I love when our contestants chime in and throw a little something
yes,
at us, too.
I love it when it takes us 15 minutes to ask three questions. Yes, I agree.
You're so negative. Clem's having a time of his life.
Clock.
He's having a time of his life over
question
here, Clem.
Question three. If the season ended right now, which it doesn't, which of these teams would not be in the Major League Baseball playoffs? Is it the Seattle Mariners, the Cincinnati Reds, or the New York Mets? Which of those teams would not be in the playoffs if the season ended today?
I want to say the Mets. But I think I'm wrong. So let's go with the Reds. I think they're still out of the West.
I got to say, I don't know if anyone's ever pulled
it
off.
I would have trusted my instincts and said Mets. And I would have been wrong, but Clem nailed it.
Well, you know, I had to fade myself and,
fade.
You know, the Mets fans on Twitter think the sky is falling. So.
All right.
Clem, a perfect start to the week. 3 for 3. That gives you 4 entries into Friday's drawing. We even remember to do the drawing on Friday without Jesse, so we don't have to do that today.
You sure we did?
We did, yeah.
Oh, good job by Yauxty.
We did. It was great. Clem, we appreciate your loyalty to the show and your willingness to both interrupt and tolerate interruptions during trivia. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Love you guys.
Yeah, we love you too, buddy.
I love
Clem.
You guys.
Clem.
Bob is Bob.
Clem is Clem. Clem is Clem.
Why did this resonate so much with you?
I don't know, but it did. It did. I'm going to be in the very big minority. I thought the...
Like, of all the things... We'll talk about that next. Like, all the things that were great about it and everything.
Yeah, okay.
And I thought, what the heck is George Brett doing here?
There's a lot of people that probably were wondering that. I think George might have been one of those guys that thought that.
Longtime friends with Robin Yount, George Brett, came in to... Entered the Hall of Fame together. All right. I do want to remind you that the launch of the brand new direct-to-consumer ESPN app is here. Have you heard about this, Tausch?
Yes.
It's amazing. The most live sports, the best championship moments, and so much more. I go through this list, and there's still more that's not even on the list. Monday Night Football, college football, NBA, WNBA, NHL, NWSL, college hoops, volleyball, softball, gymnastics, lacrosse. The list goes on and on. Plus shows like SportsCenter with SVP, First Take with Stephen A., College Game Day, and the entire, this is my favorite part of the app, the entire 30 for 30 library. It's all of ESPN, all in one place. So sign up now. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts right on time in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.